Well, once again in the Walk Right In studio is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Frank, last week we were talking about hexachloroplatin and all the ins and outs of that substance after its publicity in the press and other media. It occurred to me, meanwhile, that there are a lot of other things that we put on the skin in everyday use. For instance, cosmetics. Women are always plastering their skin with things, even men with aftershaves and things like this. Can you think of any occasions where we put on regular substances onto our skins and never think of any possible dangers?
Well, I think people do take for granted that the substances sold over the counter in cosmetic stores and chemists and so on are perfectly safe to use, and they use them literally quite without thinking, and they've every good reason to believe this. Because, as I said last week, in this country we've got a pretty effective monitoring system that's watching out all the time to ensure that things that are sold for use by the public are safe. What we've got to remember with things like cosmetics and even soaps, things that we are using all the time, that there may be some people who are sensitive. There are all kinds of allergies that people suffer from, and what you may be sensitive to, I'm not. I think the thing that we've got to know about is that we may be sensitive to a particular substance. If we notice it causes irritation, we should stop using it. It may not be that the substance itself is harmful. It may be that we happen to be sensitive to it. I think, in general, it can be said that one is perfectly safe in using substances that one buys, produced by a reputable manufacturer, and obtained from a reputable source, for instance, the local chemist. Used as directed for the purpose and in the amount suggested, one will be perfectly all right, unless one happens to be one of these sensitive people, and then one should discontinue its use. Some women have trouble with their hands, for instance. They're constantly applying to them cleaning substances, in other words, detergents. They get split fingers, their hands get sore, and so on. Now, one's got to do one of two things. Put a barrier between you and the substance, for instance, rubber gloves, or stop using the substance altogether. Otherwise, one can become increasingly sensitive and develop a dermatitis, a skin irritation, which may be rather difficult to clear up. One mustn't go out on a limb on a thing like this and have everybody worried, because really there is no need to be worried. If, as I emphasise, the substance is produced by a reputable manufacturer and obtained from a proper source. Where the problem does come in is if people start making homemade things. Over history, that we've got lots of examples of people poisoning themselves and killing themselves by misusing natural substances which had a toxic effect. For instance, Queen Elizabeth I used to use a concoction made from white lead to whiten her face. The sorer and sicker she became, the more she applied this stuff. It may have contributed to shortening her life, though her life was indeed long enough. Making up your own stuff can be dangerous, and this is a thing that one's got to watch out for. The right place, the right amount, at the right time, as with so many other things. There's nothing wrong with cosmetics for women or for men. We're accepting them, we're getting used to them. They are pretty safe. It's the other stuff that we've got to be careful about, the homemade mucks and mixtures. These could possibly be dangerous.